Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
Let's open with a word of prayer.
那让我们开始之前先有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time that we have.
主，我们为着我们有的这时间来感谢你。
We thank you that even this morning we begun in your presence, worshiping and praising the Lord.
我们感谢你早上是我们在您的同在当中一同开始与您的敬拜。
Indeed, you have demonstrated your amazing love towards us, that while we were sinners, you died for us.
实在您真的是还在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死，您向着我们的爱就再次显明了。
And we are grateful that even today you still desire to speak to each and every one of us.
我们何等感恩，今天您也继续的愿意来向着每一个您的儿女说话。
So this morning, Lord, we sit at your feet like Mary.
所以早上我们愿意像玛利亚一样坐在您的脚前。
We open our hearts exclusively to you.
我们愿我们的心是单单的敞开向你。
It's your voice that we want to hear.
是您的声音我们愿意能够来听到。
Because it is, because when you speak, it changes our heart, our very being.
因为当您说话的时候，就要能够改变我们的心，改变我们这个人。
So this time we commit this into your hands.
所以现在我们愿意把这时间交在您的手中。
In your name that we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. So this morning, let's open our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
所以早上让我们先来读彼得前书二章第五节。
And the first three passages we are going to read, pay attention to this word acceptable.
所以当我们来读这前边的三段圣经的时候，请大家注意神所喜悦的这个词。
Okay, so in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 it says, You also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
彼得前书二章五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And then now we turn back to Hebrews chapter 12.
那现在我们要来到希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews 12 verse 27 to 29.
希伯来书十二章二十七到二十九节。
Again, pay attention to the word acceptable.
请再注意神所喜悦的。
And this expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken, as of created things, in order that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God.An acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
希伯来书十二章二十七到二十九节，这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
And then Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And then finally, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
那最后我们要读加拉太书二章第二十节。
And this will tie everything together.
这要把我们所讲的联系在一起。
So the first part is this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So recently, we've been going through a season on the universal priesthood of all believers, and why do we so gather in this way?
那最近这段时间，我们多次讲到，我们每一个人信主的都有那祭司职分，并且我们为何如此聚集？
We thank God that today there's no longer a need for a special class of believers like priests or clergy. who can serve God.
我们感谢神，因为今天不需要这样一个特殊的阶级，像这些神职员或牧师才能够去来侍奉主。
But we are all called to serve God.
我们都被呼召要来侍奉神。
And so when we think about what the Lord has done, how he has offered himself up as the Lamb of God.
所以当我们来思想神为我们所做的他如何把自己当作羔羊献上
And we think about his love, his mercy, and his grace towards each one of us.
当我们来思想他向着我们的爱、恩典和怜悯的时候
And within our hearts, we want to respond to the Lord.
在我们的心底我们就愿意能够来向神回应
The Lord has done so much for us in redeeming us, bringing us back to him.
因为神为我们做了如此的多，他买赎了我们，让我们能够归向他。
So the question comes to our hearts: What have we done for the Lord?
所以问题就在我们心里这样的来问：我们为主做了什么
？And so we want to serve our Lord.
所以我们愿意来服侍我们的神。
And so this morning, I want to share on this matter of acceptable service to God.
所以早上我愿意大家一同来分享神所喜悦的侍奉。
So the first passage we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, it mentions we are holy priests.Offering acceptable sacrifices to God.
那我们刚才读到的彼得前书二章五节那里讲到，我们是圣洁的祭司，是奉献神所喜悦的悦纳的灵祭。
In Hebrews 12, it mentions that we may offer to God an acceptable service.
那在希伯来书也讲到，我们照神所喜悦的能够来侍奉他。
And then Romans 12 ties in this matter of sacrifice and service.
那罗马书就十二章就把这个侍奉和这个祭就联系在一起。
By being a living and holy sacrifice, that is our spiritual service of worship.
就是活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。这是我们理所当然的侍奉。
And so sacrifice and service go together.
所以这个祭和这个侍奉总是在一起发生。
And by offering the sacrifice, we are serving God.
当我们能够来献上这祭的时候，我们就是在这里侍奉。
And so as means of introducing this topic of acceptable service to God, I want to go through three examples in the Bible.
所以那为着能够让我们一同来讨论这个神所喜悦的侍奉，我们愿意一同来看在圣经当中的三个人物。
So the first one is Moses.
第一个是摩西。
Moses at the age of 40 was mighty in words and deeds.
那摩西当他四十岁的时候，他说话行事都有才能。
He was eloquent in speech because he received the best education in the world. He studied in Egypt.
那他是蛮有口才，因为他接受了当时那个世界上最好的教育。他是在埃及长大。
And he was a brilliant military strategist who led Egypt to victory after victory.
他也是一个有大能有大能的军事家，他带领着埃及的军队得胜又得胜。
And so one day he went out to his Hebrew brethren.
所以有一天他就来到他希伯来的弟兄中间。
And he murdered an Egyptian who was beating a Hebrew.
那他就在那里杀了那个来这些打这些希伯来人的那个埃及人。
And this showed that he was mighty indeed.
这就让我们看出他也是大有能力。
And the next day he showed he was mighty in word.
那第二天他就显出他也是大有口才。
Two Hebrews were fighting against one another, and he tried to use his eloquent speech to defuse the situation.
那面对两个在那里彼此争斗的希伯来人的时候，他就尝试用他的口才能够来劝解他们。
But to his surprise, the Israelites never rallied to him.
但让他意外的就是希伯来人并不与他团结。
God could not use him at this point.
在那时神不能够用他。
And he fled to the Midian desert.
他就逃到了米甸的旷野。
He became a shepherd.
他就变成了一个牧羊人。
And he spoke to sheep for 40 years.
那接下来的40年他就是跟羊来说话。
And so God dealt with Moses during these 40 years.
所以神在这40年当中就来制作摩西。
And he became nothing but a thorn bush.
他就变成了什么都不是，只不过是那个荆棘。
And it was only then that God could use him.
直到那时，神才能够来使用他。
To deliver his people out of Egypt.
能够来把他的子民来拯救出埃及。
So what we say here, Moses at age of 40, even though he was mighty in words and deed, he could not serve God in an acceptable way.
所以我们在这里看到的就是摩西在四十岁时，虽然说话行事都有才能，却不能够在神所喜悦的方式当中来侍奉。
But at the age of 80, when he was nothing, that was when he can serve God in an acceptable way.
但当他到八十岁的时候，他只不过是一个荆棘，却能够有神所喜悦的侍奉。
The second example we want to use is Mary and Martha.
那第二个，我们想要用玛利亚和马大的例子。
Martha was busy preparing her best meal.
马大就在那里忙，在那里操劳，想要预备她最好的饭食。
And Mary sat at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
玛利亚就坐在主的脚边。
Martha thought she was serving alone.
马大以为只有她自己在那里侍奉。
Look at what her sister Mary was doing. She was doing nothing.
看看她的妹妹玛利亚在那里，她什么都没有做。
And so she complained to our Lord Jesus.
所以她就向我们的主在那里抱怨。
And our Lord tell her, Martha, Martha, you're worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
那主就对她说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So between the two, Martha was busy. She thought she was serving the Lord.
所以在这两个姐妹当中，马大是那一个忙乱的，她以为她在那里侍奉神。
But from our Lord's point of view, Mary was serving the Lord.
但从我们主的角度来说，玛利亚是那一个在真正侍奉的。
And the third example we want to use is Peter.
那第三个我们想要用的例子是彼得。
He followed the Lord for 3.5 years during our Lord's public ministry.
那当我们主在地上公开的侍奉当中，他有3.5年的时间来跟随主。
And we know Peter. He always thought he had the best intention in mind for his Lord.
我们认识彼得，他一直以为他向着主是有那最好的心意。
On the night when our Lord was betrayed,
当我们主在那一夜被背叛的时候
，the soldiers stood around to arrest our Lord Jesus.
这些士兵们就围着主想要来抓他。
And Peter decided, I am going to defend my Lord.
那彼得就决定我要来保护我的主。
Because Peter was reminded that the Lord said he would deny him 3 times.
因为彼得记着主曾对他说你要三次不认我。
Now here comes the opportunity.
那现在就是这样一个机会了。
Now I'm going to prove I will not deny the Lord.
那现在我就要来证明我不会不认主的。
And so he took out his sword.
所以他就拿出一把剑。
Struck the servant of the high priest.
那就砍掉了那个的大祭司的他的仆人的耳朵。
And cut off his right ear.
就把他的右耳砍掉。
Then the Lord had to say, put away your sword.
那神不得不对他说，把你收了你的刀刃吧。
Peter thought he was serving God.
彼得以为他在侍奉神。
But he was not.
但他没有。
Our Lord, on the other hand, in contrast to Peter, healed Malchus, the servant of the high priest.
那我们的主在另外一边，与彼得相反的，他就来医治了马勒古，就是那个祭司的仆人。
And so we see in these three examples, there is an acceptable way of serving God and an unacceptable way of serving God.
那在刚才这三个例子当中，我们就看到了有一个是神所喜悦的侍奉，还有一个是神所不喜悦的侍奉。
All three people, Moses, Martha, Peter, they all had very good intention in serving the Lord.
这三个人，摩西、马大和彼得，他们都有很好的心愿来侍奉神。
But they found they were mistaken.
但他们却发现自己错了。
And so this morning we want to fellowship together on what is the acceptable service to God.
所以早上我们愿意一同来交通，什么是神所喜悦的侍奉。
And so we will use 3 questions to guide this time.
我们愿意用三个问题来带领我们这段时间。
In the first question we will ask ourselves, in our service to God, what is unacceptable to God?
那第一个我们要问的就是在我们的侍奉当中有什么是不讨神喜悦的。
In our second question is, in our service to God, what is acceptable to God?
那第二个问题我们要问的是在我们的侍奉当中有什么是讨神所喜悦的。
And finally, we ask ourselves, what is the process we must go through so that we may have that acceptable service to God?
所以第三个问题我们要问的就是我们要经历怎样的过程才能够在神所喜悦的方式来侍奉他。
So coming back to these 3 examples we gave earlier,
所以回到我们刚刚讲到的三个例子。
Moses, Martha, Peter all had good intentions.
摩西、马大和彼得他们都有很好的意愿。
They love God, they wanted to serve and please God.
他们都爱主并且想要来讨主的喜悦来侍奉主。
And so they presented the very best they have to serve him.
所以他们就把自己最好的能够来拿出来 来献给主。
In Moses' case, he said, Look, I am mighty in words and deeds.I am the one who's going to deliver the people out of Egypt.
那从摩西的例子来说，他就想，哇，你看我自己是说话行事都有才能的，我能够来把以色列人都拯救出来。
In Martha's case, I know how to cook really well, and I am very hospitable.
那马大的例子来说，他自己知道我怎么样能够做那最好的饭食，我也非常的好客。
Our Lord must be in need of food. He's hungry. Let me do the best to serve him.
我们的主他一定很饿了，那让我做自己最好的，能够来给他献上饭食。
Certainly, he will notice my service.
那肯定他会注意到我的侍奉的。
In Peter's case, I want to defend the Lord at all costs.
那作为彼得的话，他就愿不惜一切的代价来保护我们的主。
I do not want our Lord to suffer.
我不愿我们的主来受苦。
But behind the scenes, we see all their intentions was produced out of the flesh.
但在这一切的背后，我们看到他们一切这些想法都是从他们的肉体而出的。
They all felt they had something to offer to God.
他们都觉着自己有所能够拿上来献给主的。
When God saw their service, he saw their flesh, and God had to reject their service.
当主来看他们的服事的时候，看到的是他们的肉体，所以主不得不来拒绝他们的侍奉。
Because they were not mindful of what God wanted.
因为他们不是在顾念神所想要的。
So what is the flesh?
所以什么是肉体呢？
The flesh is when we live according to the old way of living, the old Adamic life.
那肉体就是当我们生活的时候不是是来依从那老旧的生命，就是亚当的生命。
Before we were saved, we live according to our own way of thinking and doing.
那在我们得救之前，我们都是照着自己所想所做的来生活。
We do what is right in our own eyes.
我们是做自己眼中看为正的事。
But after we are saved, there is a new life that comes in.
但当我们得救之后，有这一条新的道路进入到我们里面。
And because of that, there is a battle within our lives between our soul and our spirit.
那在我们里面就有这样一个征战，就是我们的魂和我们的灵之间的征战。
Do we live according to the old Adam, the old Adamic life, or do we live according to the new man, Christ?
我们是照着老的亚当的方式来活，还是照着那新的耶稣的方式来活？
And so the Bible further explains this in various passages about the battle between flesh and spirit.
那所以在圣经有多处就提到了这个属灵的这个圣灵和肉体之间的交战。
For example, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, it says, Walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. They are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under law.
比如在加拉太书第五章十六到十八节就讲到，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
And again, in, if we turn to like Romans chapter 8, in verse 5 to 8, it says, For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And if we skip towards the end, it says, Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
那在罗马书第八章第五节和第八节也同样讲到，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
And so we see in both passages, there's a battle between flesh and spirit.
所以在这两段圣经当中，我们能够看到这里有一个属灵和属肉体的征战。
Flesh and spirit are contrary to one another, and they are in opposition to one another.
那圣灵和肉体是相对的，并且他们也彼此相敌。
The flesh sets its desires against the spirit.
属肉体的他就他的意愿是与属灵的相违的。
Nothing of the flesh can please God.
没有一件出于肉体的能够得神的喜欢。
And we realize how easy it is for us to serve using our flesh.
我们就意识到何等容易，我们就用自己的肉体在这里侍奉神。
We are taught since our youth to do good and to work hard to get the results that we want.
那我们从年轻的时候就被这样的教导，就是我们要努力工作来得到我们想要的。
Especially in this era of social media.
那特别在现在这个社交媒体的时代。
People post their achievement, especially after they put in a lot of work to reach a goal.
那人们就特别是当他们经过了一段努力能够达到一个目标的时候，他们就把这些放在社交媒体上。
So on Instagram or Facebook we see when someone sets a PR, a personal record in weightlifting, that's immediately posted on social media.
那我们就看到不管是在脸书还是在 Instagram 上，有很多人当他们就达到一个 目的的时候，他们能够举起很多的重量的时候，他们就立刻就把这个事情 来抛出来。
Or perhaps they lost weight.
或者是他们就减了很多的体重。
Look at the difference from many months ago to now.
你就看看这个人几个月之前跟现在这么大的不同。
Maybe his college admission.
或者是他被一个大学录取了。
Or a new job they got.
或者是他找到一份新的工作。
So there's a lot of hard work involved in getting to and achieving the goal.
是的，在这一切背后，他们能够达到并成就这样的目标，有很多的辛苦的工作。
And we take pride in what we have accomplished.
那为着我们所成就的，我们也因此而骄傲。
Then we take the same mindset and apply it to serving God.
我们就用同样的想法也用在我们侍奉神的这些事上。
We work hard in serving the Lord.
我们非常努力的来侍奉主。
We do good works.
我们也做很多好的工作。
We want to do the work of God using our own way.
我们想要做主的侍奉，但是却用我们自己的方法。
But God looks to the flesh and rejects it.
但神看到的是肉体，他就要来拒绝。
Everything that is accomplished by our own is nothing but filthy rags in the eyes of God.
在神的眼中，凡是靠我们肉体所做的，不过是那污秽的破布。
So what are some warning signs that we are serving God using our flesh?
那有没有什么警告是来提醒我们，我们是用自己的肉体来侍奉神呢？
First of all, when we are proud of our service, then that is serving from our own flesh.
那第一点就是，当我们为着自己的侍奉而骄傲的时候，那就是提醒我们，我们是用自己的肉体来侍奉。
For example, this is how many people got saved from my ministry.
举个例子，这么多人因着我的服事而得救。
This is how many people I led to the Lord through my counseling.
那再有一个例子，就是在我的鼓励之下，这么多人都来信主了。
And so you see the first person pronoun, me, my, mine, I.
那你看到这么多些第一人称代词，我，我的。
Those are warnings that instead of God living and working through us, it is us doing the work.
那这就提醒我们，不是神在我们的里面来工作，而是我们自己在做自己的工作。
Second of all, like in the case of Martha and Mary, you begin to notice and comparing what others are doing.
那第二个例子就是在马大和玛利亚那个例子当中，你开始注意并比较别人做的事情。
Martha felt Mary was doing nothing for the Lord, while Martha was doing everything for the Lord.
那马大就以为玛利亚什么都没有做，是他自己在这里做所有的事情来侍奉主。
So when we're serving from our flesh, we look at what we have done and judge against what others have done or have not done.
所以那当我们在自己的肉体当中来侍奉的时候，我们就看自己所做的，并以此来比较评判别人做或没有做的。
So as an example, let's count the number of meetings we go to and compare against other brothers and sisters.
比如举个例子，我们来查，我们数一数自己一周有多少次去聚会，再跟别的弟兄姐妹比一比。
Or this is how many times I show up on the service schedule.
或者是来看一看有多少次我的名字就被摆在那个服事的名单上。
This is the way of the flesh.
这是肉体的方法。
A third but not final warning sign.
第三但却不是最后一个提醒。
And it's the most common warning sign is that we feel exhausted after service.
这也是一个非常普遍的提醒，就是在服事之后我们感觉非常的疲惫。
We serve and serve and serve and then we feel weary and tired.
当我们服侍服侍又服侍，我们就感觉又疲惫又劳累。
I know for myself that happens a lot.
我知道对我自己来说这常常发生。
There are times I tell Patty I'm completely exhausted.
那有时我就跟我的太太说我实在是太累了。
I did all this work for the Lord but I feel completely spent.
我为着主做了这么多的事，但我感觉却是花费我自己。
That is a warning.
这是一个警醒。
If we are acceptably serving the Lord, the Holy Spirit provides the anointingand all-sufficient grace to serve for that time.
若我们是在神所喜悦的方式当中来侍奉他的话，神就会把那恩膏和那够用的恩典加给我们。
So we see nothing of the flesh can please God.
所以我们看出没有什么一件出于肉体的能够得神的喜欢。
So how then can we serve him?
那我们如何来侍奉神呢？
We want to have the acceptable service to God.
我们想要有神所喜悦的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, there is only one life that is acceptable to God, and that is the life of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，只有一个生命是讨神喜悦的，那就是耶稣基督的生命。
And we see that when our Lord was on earth,
我们看到当主耶稣在地上的时候，
everything he did was pleasing to the Father.
每一件他所做的都是讨父喜欢的。
He lived according to his Father's will.
他是照着父的旨意在这里生活。
In John 5:19, he says, "The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner."
那在约翰福音5:19就讲到，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
In John 12:49, he said, "I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak."
那在约翰福音12:49也讲到，因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。
In John 6:38, he said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me."
那约翰福音6:38也讲到，因为我从天上降下来，不是按自己的意思，乃是按那差我来者的意思行。
Everything he did was a life surrendered to the Father.
他所做的一切都是出自那一个全然降服在父的手中的生命。
He was obedient to the Father in everything.
他在凡事上都顺从父。
And he was pleasing to the Father.
他也是讨父所喜悦的。
That is why God opened heaven at his baptism and his transfiguration to say, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased."
这就是为什么神有两次敞开了天，一次是主受浸，一次是在变化山对他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So this life of Christ that is pleasing to the Father is now within each and every one of us.
那今天这个讨父所喜悦的生命住在每一个人的里面。
When we are born again, this new life comes to be the life of our spirit.
那当我们重生的时候，这个生命成为我们灵里的生命。
Only Christ's life knows how to please God. Only his life is susceptible to God.
唯有基督的生命能够讨神的喜欢。
And so now we see within us there's this battle between flesh and our spirit.
所以在我们里面就看到这个属肉体和属灵的征战。
How do we serve God?
如何我们才能侍奉神？
And so to serve God in that acceptable way comes back to Galatians 2:20. Not I, but Christ.
那 如果要我们能够在神所喜悦的心的方法当中来侍奉他，就又回到了加拉太书2:20。不再是我，乃是基督。
The I is the greatest problem and the greatest hindrance in serving God.
我是在我们侍奉神道路当中的最大的问题和最大的拦阻。
It's so easy to rely on our flesh to serve God.
太容易我们就靠着自己的肉体来侍奉神。
So, what does God use to deal with that?
那神要如何来对付这些呢？
What is the process? Then so we may have that acceptable service to God.
我们要经历什么才能够有神所喜悦的侍奉呢？
To share on this point, I would like to use the story of Sister Jessie Penn Lewis.
那为要来分享这个，我愿意来用宾路易师母的例子。
She was a sister in the 1800s and early 1900s who became a very effective preacher and writer.
那他是在1800年和1900年初的一个宣道人，他也非常的成功。
And she even spoke at the Keswick conventions.
那他也在开西大会上有讲。
She had a large influence on the ministry of T. Austin Sparks and on Watchman Nee as well.
那他对Austin Sparks 弟兄和尼托生弟兄也有很大的影响。
So after she was saved, she was actually quite successful in ministering to women at the local YWCA.
那当她得救之后，她对着当地的基督教女青年会也有很多的侍奉。
Many women were getting saved.
有很多的女人因此而得救。
And she worked quite hard for this ministry.
她为着这个侍奉也非常的努力。
And she found herself being afraid of speaking publicly.
当他发现自己很惧怕在公开场合讲话时，
And she struggled over this.
他为此而挣扎。
And then in a vision, God showed her a hand holding a handful of filthy rags, and then a gentle voice said, "This is the outcome of all your past service for God."
那有在一个意象当中，他就看到有一个手，有一个手出来，并且有一个很微弱的声音对他说，拿着一个破布，这是你以往侍奉的工作。
And she responded that she had consecrated to God all these years.
那他就回对神说，这些年他都奉献了。
The Lord then responded, "Yes, my child, but all your service has been consecrated self. The outcome of your own energy, your own plan for winning souls, your own devotion. All for me, I grant, but yourself, all the same."
主就对他说，是的，我的孩子，但这一切的工作你都是奉献给了自己，是出于你自己的力量，自己的计划，自己的奉献。我承认你一切都是为我，但都是出于你的自己。
Then the small still voice came once more, and this time with one little word, crucified.
那这个微小的声音又一次出现，这一次只有一个词，就是钉十字架。
And this began to transform her ministry.
这就开始整个的改变她的服事。
This transformed how she served the Lord.
这就改变了她如何的来侍奉神。
The Lord was then able to use her because it's only through the work of the cross that God deals with the flesh, so we may serve him from that life of Christ.
所以神就能够使用它，唯有借着十字架，神能够来制作我们，让我们才能够从他给我们的生命当中来侍奉他。
And we see the way of the cross is how God prepares us to be useful for the Master's use.
所以我们看到十字架是神的工作，能够让我们成为那个合乎主用的器皿。
There is no other way.
没有其他的道路。
The flesh has to be dealt with.
肉体必须被对付。
So that it's no longer I.But Christ.
所以让我们不再是我，乃是基督。
And so to have this acceptable service to God, it comes back to Romans 12:1.
所以若要有神所喜悦的侍奉，就又回到了罗马书十二章第一节。
We all want to respond to the mercy, love, and grace of God.
我们都想要向着神对我们的爱、恩典和怜悯有回应。
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死。
This touches our heart tremendously that we want to respond to him.
这实在是摸着了我们的心，让我们想要来回应他。
Instead of using our own energy and our own ways and thoughts to serve him,
不是用我们自己的力量、自己的想法、自己的方式来侍奉他。
We present ourselves completely to him.
我们把自己全然献上来归给他。
Then the Holy Spirit can do that work of dividing soul from spirit.
那圣灵就能够来分开，让我们的灵和我们的魂来分开。
Our ways, our thoughts from His way, His thoughts, His will.
我们的道路，我们的想法要与神的道路和神的想法和神的旨意来分开。
As we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, Christ is able to live out His life through us and within us.
当我们顺服神的带领的时候，基督的生命能够从我们里面活出来。
And again, it's His life that pleases the Father.
那像我们之前所说的是他的生命能够讨父的喜悦。
And it's from that newness of life that we serve God.
是借着这个新的生命让我们能够来侍奉。
To be a living sacrifice is our spiritual service of worship.
那作为这活祭就是我们属灵的侍奉。
Now we must conclude.
让我们现在要来总结。
In Christianity today, we see a lot of busyness, a lot of activities going on.
在今天的基督教，我们看到很多的活动，很多的忙乱。
Many people are doing what they call the Lord's work.
很多的人都说，都在做他们所谓主的工作。
They all come out of good intentions because we all want to please God.
那都是，这很多工作都是从他们自己好的意愿出来的，因为他们都想要来讨主的喜悦。
We work really hard, we exert our effort.
我们有很多，我们工作非常的努力，我们也运用自己各样的方法。
We want God to be pleased.
我们想要神得着喜悦。
But as we see, nothing of the flesh can please God.
但我们却看到没有一个从肉体而出的能够讨神的喜悦。
Because what comes out of the flesh originates from ourselves and not from God.
因为从我们肉体而出的是从我们自己而出，而不是从神而出。
And that's why again and again we feel...completely exhausted and do not feel the energizing and the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
那这就是为什么一次又一次我们觉得非常的疲惫，而没有感到从圣灵来的那个恩膏和能力。
And so this is when God asks us, who is it really living when we serve the Lord?
所以主就来问我们，谁是那一位永活的，当我们在侍奉主的时候。
The flesh is not acceptable to God.
肉体是不讨神喜悦的。
Only Christ is acceptable.
唯有基督是讨神喜悦的。
And so we go through the work of the cross because we need to be dealt with.
所以我们要经过十字架的道路，因为我们要被对付。
And that's the only way that Christ can live out his life within and through us.
唯有如此神，基督的生命才能够活在我们里面，也透过我们活出来。
We are all in this learning process together.
我们都是一起在这个学习的过程当中。
None of us have obtained it yet or are perfect.
我们没有一个人可以说得着了。
But we go through failures after failures where we learn this lesson that nothing of ourselves can please God.
但当我们经过一次又一次的失败，能够学得我们没有什么出于肉体的讨神喜悦的时候。
Only Christ can please God.
唯有基督能够讨神的喜悦。
But thank God that today he teaches us, he disciplines us so we may serve him acceptably.
但我们感谢神，因为今天他在这里教导我们，让我们能够来在他所喜悦的方法当中来侍奉他。
And so what we do in response, we present ourselves to him, and he does that dividing work.
所以我们所做的就是把自己全然的献给他，让他来做那分别的工作。
And all of that work in the end, what is left is one that cannot be shaken, the life of Christ.
所以最后让所存留的就是那不能够被震动的，就是基督的生命。
The wood, hay, and stubble do not last.
草木和鞋不能够存留。
Fire will really quickly burn them up.
火很快就要把它们烧灭。
But as we allow God to work in our lives through the work of the cross, the result will be gold, silver, and precious stones.
但若我们让神借着十字架在我们里面工作，所得到的就是金银和宝石。
And this is what is used for the New Jerusalem, the bride that has been made ready for Christ.
那这些材料是用来建造那新耶路撒冷，是让那新妇得以装饰预备等候来主。
And this is what lasts for eternity.
这是要存到永远的。
In the end, it is God that has done all the work through us.
那最后是神在我们里面做了这一切的工作。
This is how we serve God acceptably.
这是我们如何在神所喜悦的方式当中来侍奉他。
To God be the glory.
愿荣耀都归给神。
Now we will turn it over to Caleb.
那把下面的时间交给 Caleb 弟兄。
We thank the Lord Jesus for his words.
我们为着耶稣基督所给我们的话来感谢他。
This morning I'd like to share from the book of Judges.
早上我愿意大家一同来分享士师记。
And for the sake of time, I'll just read just maybe about 3 or 4 passages.
那为着时间的缘故，我可能只会读3到4处。
But if you can, please turn to the book and follow along with me as I'll be referencing certain verses throughout the chapter.
若是可以的话，请大家能够把士师翻到士师记，因为在后面我会多次提到这几处经节。
Judges chapter 6.
士师记第六章。
I'm going to actually take one verse before that, Judges chapter 5, verses 31, and just that last section there.
那在此之前，我们先要来看士师记第五章最后一点。
And it says, And the land was undisturbed for 40 years.
这样，国中太平40年。
And then Judges chapter 6, verses 1.
士师记第六章第一节。
Then the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian 7 years.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里7年。
Jump to verse 5, just that last section. And they came into the land and devastated it.
那第五节的最后就是他们都进入国内毁坏全地。
In verses 6, So Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the sons of Israel cried to the Lord.
第六节，以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求耶和华。
This morning, I'd like to share a little bit more about not only what it is to be a living sacrifice or to bring an acceptable sacrifice to the Lord.
那早上我不仅想要与大家一起来分享什么是神所喜悦的什么是那个讨神喜悦的活祭。
Not only how to bring an acceptable sacrifice, but the purpose behind this acceptable sacrifice.
就是不仅仅关乎那个如何献上讨神喜悦的祭，并且这个祭的目的是什么。
As I was meditating upon this purpose, the Lord brought to me a very simple thought.
当我来思想这段话的时候，神就把这一个简单的意念放在我里边。
To be a living sacrifice that brings an acceptable offering to the Lord is, in essence, to bring people back unto the Lord.
就是献上神所喜悦的祭，或者说在神所喜悦的当中来侍奉他，就是把神的子民能够带回到他的跟前。
This is truly the heart of God, to bring people back into himself.
这实在是神的心愿，就是把他的子民带回到他的面前。
And the result of us coming back to him is that of rest in communion with him.
那当我们来到他的面前的时候，那结果就是我们能够安息并与他有交通。
We see this talked about multiple times throughout the Bible.
在圣经当中有多次提到这些。
Just a few references, we see one of them is from Psalms 23.
那举个例子就是在诗篇的23篇。
How the great shepherd desires to bring us to the green pastures beside the still waters to restore our soul.
那个牧人如何的想要让我们躺卧在青草地上，领我们到那可安歇的水边，让我们的灵魂苏醒得安息。
Despite all the trials we may go on in life and all the circumstances, the Lord desires to bring us to that place of rest.
虽然在生活当中我们会经历各样的环境，也许会经历各样的试探，但主总是让我们能够回到他的面前，进入到那安息当中。
We're very familiar with Matthew chapter 11, verses 28. Come unto me, all who are weak and weary. I will give rest to your souls.
我们也都非常熟悉在马太福音十一章二十八节讲到，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
The Lord says, come back to me. Come to me. If we've gone astray, to come back to him.
神就对我们说，到我这里来，若我们远离了他，到他这里来。
He cannot give you rest when you are far.
如果我们是远离他的话，他没有办法把他的安息赐给我们。
You must learn to come to him that he may give you rest.
你要学习到他的跟前来，让他能够把安息赐给你。
Psalms verse 46, chapter 46, verses 10. We're familiar with this. Be still and know that I am God.
那诗篇四十六篇第十节，我们也都非常熟悉，讲到你们要休息，要知道我是神。
We strive after entertainment to calm our souls, but in essence, it leads us to great distress.
我们常常就是想要做很多的事情，让我们的魂得到快乐，但是那却让我们被搅扰远，不能够来就近神。
Can we not learn to just be still, to rest in the presence of God, and to know that He is in control of all things?
我们是否能够学习休息，能够再知道他是神，并且让他来掌控一切
？And the last example I'm going to use today is from Judges chapter 5 verses 31, as we read it earlier.
那最后一个例子就是我刚刚读到的《士师记》五章三十一节，就像我们刚才读到的一样。
And it says, "And the land was undisturbed for 40 years."
这样，国中太平四十年。
If you look at the book of Judges, after every single judge, it leads to one thing.
如果你读士师记的话，在每一个士师之后都是有这样一个结果。
It leads to an undisturbed land.
都是那个太平的国。
It leads to rest and peace and closeness with the Lord.
都是带来了那个安息与主的亲近。
When the relationship with God was restored, the land was once again undisturbed.
当人与神的关系能够恢复的时候，国中就有太平。
However, we see that very often the Israelites quickly left that presence of God.
但我们看到的是，常常以色列人很快就离开了这个太平。
And when they fall out of that rest, God initiates a method.
那当这个他们离开了这个安息的时候，神就要开始。
He starts something that brings us his people back into himself.
他就要开始做一些事情，让他的名能够被带回到他的面前。
He lifts his rest away from them.
他就把他的安息离开他们。
And his protective hands, as it leaves the Israelites, the hands of the enemy come upon the Israelites.
当神那保护的手离开以色列民的时候，仇敌的手就要来压制他们。
And we see an example of Judges that this leads, instead of an undisturbed land, to a devastated land.
所以我们就看到，这就让那太平的国就进入到那荒凉的国。
I'm just going to read this. Judges chapter 6, verses 4 to 6.
那我们要来看一下第六章第四到六节。
These are the Midianites, and they would camp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance in Israel, as well as no sheep, ox, or donkey, for they would come up with their livestock and their tents, and they would come in like locusts for number.Both they and their camels were innumerable, and they came into the land to devastate it.
那这里讲到的是米甸人对着他们安营，毁坏土产，直到加萨，没有给以色列人留下食物，牛羊驴也没有留下，因为那些人带着牲畜帐篷来，像蝗虫那样多，人和骆驼无数都进入国内，毁坏全地。
In verse 6, so Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the sons of Israel cried to the Lord.
第六节，以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求耶和华。
Suddenly, without the Lord's protection, there was devastation in the land.
所以突然，当失去了神的保护的时候，这个国就荒凉。
What does it mean to have a devastated land?
什么是说那个全地都是荒凉的呢
？It means that there is no progress.
就是说那里没有任何的进展。
Everything that the Israelites wanted to do, to plant or to raise, nothing went forward.
凡是以色列人所想要去做的，不论是他们在那里想要去种任何的土地，或者是想要去养畜，都没有任何的。 方法。
They were stuck.
他们在那里被停止。
Now I want to ask you, have you ever been stuck in your life before?
我想要来问大家，你有没有一段时间好像被夹止在生活的一个光景当中？
Do you feel that despite all of your efforts, all of your time and your strength, you just simply can't move forward?
你有没有感觉到，无论你怎样的努力，无论你花了多少的时间，你都没有办法继续向前？
Now I'm not just talking about earthly possessions.
我不是单单说在地上的这些产业。
Not even just job or career.
或者不是说你的工作。
What about the things, for instance, our kids?
或者举个例子说，比如说像我们的孩子。
We've wanted them to come back to the Lord for so many years, but we just can't seem to get them back to the Lord, bring them back to the Lord.
有多少年我们想要把他们带回到主的面前，但好像我们就没有办法把他们带回到主的跟前。
Everything we try to do just cannot progress.
我们所做的一切都没有办法有什么结果。
But we see that the Israelites at this point were brought very, very low.
所以我们看到以色列人在这时他们非常的困乏。
To the low, to the point where they cried out to the Lord.
到了一个地步，他们就要来呼求耶和华。
Have you been brought to the point where you cry out to the Lord?
你有没有被带到这样一个地步，你要向主来呼求？
If there is a situation in your life where you are stuck, have you cried out to the Lord?
当你被困在生活当中的一个光景里时，你有没有向主来呼求？
Or like Scott was sharing earlier, or we're still trying to go our own ways.
或者是像斯高迪兄刚刚来分享的，我们还是要来走自己的道路。
We see many times, many examples in the Bible where people who cry out to the Lord, God answers.
在圣经当中，我们看到有多次这样的例子，当他的子民向他来呼求的时候，神就在这里回应。
You can see this multiple times throughout Exodus when the Israelites cried out to the Lord.
那在出埃及记的时候，你可以看到当多次以色列人向神来呼求的时候。
Obviously, you can see it many times in the Book of Judges.
所以在士师记当中，你也能够看到很多次。
In Chronicles, in Psalms, in the Book of Samuel, people cried out to the Lord, and that was a turning point in their lives.
那在历代志、在撒母耳记、在诗篇当中，你都能够看到人向主呼求的时候，神那就是他们那转折的点。
Because God always answers our cries.
因为神总是会回应我们向他的呼求。
He always desires for His children to call out to Him.
他总是愿意他的子民能够向他来呼求。
And God does two things. One of two things.
神要做两样当中的一样。
One is he may prepare someone to reach out to you to bring you back to the Lord.
第一个就是他可能会预备一个人能够来接近你，把你带回到他的面前。
Or he may prepare you to bring someone else back to the Lord.
或者他要来预备你，把别人带回到他的面前。
Regardless, he desires to carry out his heart.
无论如何，他就是愿意有这样的一个心愿。
To develop a living sacrifice.
能够来制作那一个活祭。
And this living sacrifice does not live for themselves or to benefit themselves.
这个活祭不是为他自己而活，也不是为着他自己的利益。
But to bring people back unto himself.
但却要把人带回主。
So I'd like to use the example of Gideon, if you haven't noticed already, to share about what it means to be a living sacrifice, to bring an acceptable sacrifice unto the Lord.
所以那我们就想要用基甸的例子来说，如何是做那活祭，也能够献上神所喜悦的侍奉。
So we see the setting of it is in the time of the Midians.
那我们看到这个故事的背景是在米甸人征战的时候。
The Midians have devastated the land of Israel.
米甸人就毁坏了以色列人的全地。
And because of the disobedience of the people of Israel, the peace and the rest of God have left them.
是因着以色列人向着神有一个不顺服的心，所以神的平安和安息就离开了他们。
Now, who was this man named Gideon?
那谁是这一个叫做基甸的人呢？
He had came from humble beginnings.
他有一个非常谦卑的开始。
First of all, he came from the tribe of Manasseh.
首先他是从马拿西的支派而出的。
If anyone remembers the tribe of Manasseh, these were a very non-committed tribe.
那如果我们知道马拿西的支派的话，这一个是不太那么奉献的支派。
Now half the tribe stayed on the wilderness side of the River Jordan.
那有一半的支派是在这个旷野的约旦河旷野的那一边。
Because they thought that this was as good as it can get.
因为他们觉得这就是他们所能得最好的。
They trusted in the world's riches, and half the tribe stayed on the wilderness.
他们信靠是这世上的丰富，所以他们就停在了旷野的那一边。
But the other half came over to the promised land.
但另外一半的支派就来到那应许之地。
When they saw the might of God defeat Jericho, half the tribe stayed on the promised land in Canaan.
所以当有一半的人看到神击败耶利哥城的大能的时候，他们就愿意进入到迦南地，停留在神的应许之地。
So, but this was a non-committed tribe.
但这是一个不这么奉献的支派。
Half trusting God, half not really trusting God.
有一半是信靠神的，有一半不这么信靠的神。
And it was one of the smallest of the 12 tribes.
那并且是这十二支派当中最小的一个。
Not only that, but Gideon was also the son of Joash, an Abiezrite.
那并且的话，这基甸他也是约阿马拉西是是约阿施，他的父亲是约阿施，也是至小的一个家族。
Yes, and this was the Abiezrites were the smallest clan in the smaller clan of Manasseh.
那亚比以谢族就是马拿西支派当中很小的一族。
And Joash was the father of the smallest family of the smallest tribe of one of the smallest tribes of Israel.
那约阿施就是亚比以谢族当中最小的支派，亚比以谢就是马拿西当中最小的，马拿西又是十二支派当中最小的。
And not only that, but Gideon was the youngest in the family.
那不仅如此的，基甸也是他们家当中最小的。
God's choice of servants has nothing to do with outward things.
那神的拣选跟我们外在的没有什么关系。
We're very familiar with the verse that, in 1 Samuel chapter 16:7, when God talks to Samuel regarding the choice of David.
那我们都很熟悉，在撒母耳记上十六章的时候，当耶和华对撒母耳说的时候。
This is referring to the oldest son of oldest brother of David. He says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'"
那这里讲到的是大卫的那个年长的哥哥，就神就讲到，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
What the world saw as nothing, the Lord saw a vessel for His work.
在人看没有什么的，神却能够找到他所用的器皿。
Now I'd like to spend the rest of the sharing talking about the characteristics and the development of Gideon.
那我们在下面的时间就要来看基甸的性格以及神如何的来制作他。
And there are 7 characters of Gideon that I'd like to point out.
那我愿意来指出基甸他有的七个性格。
The first is what we see Gideon doing when we first encounter him in the book of Judges.
第一个就是当我们第一次在士师记当中看到基甸的时候，他所在做的事情。
We see him beating wheat in the wine press.
我们看到他在酒榨那里打麦子。
Now, for the sake of time, I won't go too deeply into how, you know, one beats wheat or how you're not supposed to do it in the wine press.
那我们不会讲太多他为什么不应该在这里打麦子。
But the one point is that he was doing a work of separation.
但有一点就是他在那里做的是一个分别的工作。
Beating wheat wasn't only a physical, but also a figurative symbol of separation.
打麦子不仅在外面来说是分别，在这个意象当中代表的也是一个分别的工作。
Physically, it was separating the wheat, the usable wheat from the chaff that was unusable.
那从外面来说的话，这个打麦子就是让麦子和这个糠皮能够分开。
Figuratively, it was keeping separated from the things of this world.
那从属灵的意义上来说，就是与这个世界的事来分别。
So if you recognize the setting of this, it was a time of famine.And it was a time of great fear.
那如果你知道这里所讲的话，背景就是那里有一个大的饥荒，并且人们心中都满怀恐惧。
Because remember, whatever the people of Israel grew, the Midianites would come and take away.
那请记得，无论以色列人他们所种的是什么，这些米甸人他们就会过来把这些东西夺走。
And these weren't nice people who came and just took your things.
这些不是这些很好的人过来拿你的东西而已。
But if you resisted, they would probably kill you.
如果你拒绝的话，他们要来杀你。
So not only were you hungry, but you were also in fear.
不仅你在那里很饥饿，你心中也满了惧怕。
But here was this young man in the smallest tribe, in the smallest family, in the smallest clan, beating wheat.
但在这里却有一个年轻的人，他是这最小的支派、最小的家当中的一个，但他却在那里打麦子。
He didn't look at the outward circumstances.
他没有去看外面的这些环境。
He didn't say, "Oh, there's nothing I can do."
Oh, 他没有说我没有什么能做的。
All hope is lost.
所有的盼望都失掉了。
So I'm just going to sit back.
所以我就要坐在那里，什么都不做。
No, he worked.
没有，他没有这样做，而是他在那里工作。
He stayed faithful.
他在那里信实的能够来做。
Whatever his lot was, he was faithful too.
无论他的份是什么，他能够为着这个而忠心。
And he did not go and worship the Midian gods.
他没有去那里来敬拜米甸的神。
So not only physically was he separated, but also figuratively in his spiritual life, he stayed separate.
所以不仅在外面来说，他在做那分别的工作，他的里面也能够被分别。
The second characteristic is that he was a valiant warrior.
第二点就是他是大能的勇士。
This is referred to in Judges chapter 6, verses 12.
这个是在12节当中讲到的。
Now the word valiant means showing courage or determination.
那大能就是讲到他蛮有勇气或者是有决心。
As we talked about, under the threat of the Midian raiders, he stayed faithful.
我们刚才讲到了，在米甸人这些战士的面前，他能够保有忠心。
Are we valiant in pursuing the Lord in the time of persecution?
我们在有困惑的时候，在受逼迫的时候，能否也能够在向着神有忠心？
He was also a warrior.
并且他也是一个勇士。
Warriors is an experienced soldier or fighter.
勇士是那有经验的战士。
One who has known battle.
那一个知道战争、知晓战争的。
Gideon has had fought battles before in his life.
基甸在他以前的生活当中曾经有过征战。
He has experienced trials that he has overcome.
他经过这些试炼，并且他也有过得胜。
And he approaches warfare with courage.
并且当他进入到战争的时候，他也蛮有勇气。
When we encounter trials of many kind, do we stand in faith and trust in the Lord Jesus?
当我们面临战争的时候，我们是否能够站在信心的里面来相信我们的神？
Or do we run away and hide?
还是我们就要逃离并且躲藏？
Do we run away to the things of this world?
我们是跑向这世界的依靠吗？
Do we serve after other gods? Run after other gods.
我们是不是要来侍奉这世界上一个又一个的神？
Or are we a valiant warrior in times of trouble?
还是当困难袭来的时候，我们是能做那大能的勇士？
Trusting in the guidance of our Lord Jesus.
能够来相信主耶稣基督给我们的带领。
Standing firm and fighting for him.
能够站稳，能够牢牢的站稳，并为他而征战。
Remember when David fought Goliath? That was not his first battle.
请记得，当大卫来与哥利亚征战的时候，那不是他第一场征战。
He had experienced trials of many kinds.
他曾经受过各样的试探。
The third characteristic is that Gideon remembered God's word and his promises.
第三个就是基甸他记得神的应许和他的话。
This is in verse 13 of chapter 6.
那这里是讲到了第十三节。
He asked God of why they were in a certain condition of desperation.
他就去问神的使者，为什么他们现在是在这样一个荒凉的光景当中。
And he reminded God of his promises.
他也提醒神关于他的应许。
God uses people who know his words and remind him of his promises.
神用那些记得他的话并提醒关乎他应许的人。
We remember King Josiah reading God's law.
我们记得约西亚王在那里读神的律法。
Being moved and restoring the temple.
他就除掉那些祭坛，并且在这里重建这个神的殿。
We remember the story of Nehemiah who confessed the sins on behalf of the Israelites.
我们也记得尼希米带以色列人来承认他们的罪。
Because he remembered the words that God spoke to Moses of God bringing his people back into him.
因为他记得这些神向着摩西所说的话，要把他的名带回到他的面前。
You remember the story of Daniel who prayed 3 times a day for 70 years until the return from captivity.
那我们也记得但以理他一天三次向神祷告，直到70年末之后又把以色列人能够带回。
God uses people who remember his words and his promises.
神要用那些能够记得他的话并记得他应许的人。
The fourth characteristic is that of humility.
第四就是讲到他的谦卑。
Despite being a valiant warrior and in verse 14 being told to go on in your strength.
即便他是大能的勇士，并在第十四节神要他说靠着你这能力。
He recognized that he had no strength.
他意识到他没有什么能力。
He recognized that he could not do it this himself.
他意识到靠着他自己他没有办法如此做。
Yes, he fought valiantly before But what the Lord is calling him to do, he could not do on his own.
是的，他曾经在大能当中征战，但他知道神所召他去做的，他靠着自己不能做。
He reminded God of how small he was.
他就提醒他，他自己是何等的微小。
And he came with a heart of humility.
他有这样一个谦卑的心。
Fifth characteristic.
那第五点。
Is he learned to test the spirits.
他就学会要能够来经过圣灵的试炼。
This is verse 17.
这是讲到十七节。
So we see in verse 12 and 14, the Lord says, the Lord is with you. The angel of God says in verse 12, the Lord is with you.
那十二节神的使者就向他说耶和华与你同在。
Verses 14, the angel of God says, have I not sent you?
那十四节耶和华的使者也说不是我差遣你去的吗？
Now Gideon's response in verse 17 says, show me a sign that it is you who speak with me.
那十七节基甸就说求你给我一个证据使我知道与我说话的就是主。
I'm sure he probably heard of many empty promises before from others.
我想他之前从其他人当中也听到很多这些空空的应许。
To say that, oh no problem, someone will raise up, someone will take care of it.
就是说遇到问题的时候有些人会起来有些人会去解决这些问题的。
But here God approached Gideon now.
那现在神是来就近了基甸。
And he told Gideon that I want you to be that judge.
那神就对基甸说我要你来做这个事实。
And Gideon wanted to make sure that it was of the Lord and not of the world.
那基甸要来确定这是出自神而不是出自世界。
So he brought this offering.
所以他就献上这个祭。
And in testing of the spirits.
要来试验圣灵。
And this offering was very unique.
这个祭是非常的特别。
Because this offering was all that pleased the heart of God.
因为这些祭是为着来讨神喜悦的。
This is what I call an Abel's offering.
我把这个称作亚伯的祭。
This was an offering of convenience. He was beating wheat. He could just offer some wheat.
这不是那出自方便当中的祭，他在那里打麦，也许他就可以献上一些麦子。
This was not something that he had right in front of him.
这不是他在面前就有的。
But this was an offering that he knew would please God if this was God.
但他却知道若这是神的话这个祭能够来讨神的喜欢。
This offering consisted of a young goat.
那这个祭当中就有那羊。
And unleavened bread.
并且有那个无酵饼。
And the broth that was used to cook the goat.
还有那这个用来做肉的汤。
And if you remember the setting of this, this was a time of famine where everything that was raised, anything that was herded was taken away by the Midianites.
那如果我们记得这个背景的话，就是这是一个有非常饥荒的时候，无论你地里所长的，你所养的这些家畜都会很快被米甸人夺去。
Where did he find a young goat?
他从哪里找到这个山羊羔？
This must have been something that they were probably keeping for a very special occasion, but Gideon gave it to the Lord.
所以这个羊羔肯定是他们为着一些特殊的节日来预备的。那基甸就把这个来献给了神。
He gave what was pleasing to the Lord back unto him.
他把神所喜悦的能够来献给神。
And the offering was acceptable in the eyes of God.
并且在神的眼中，这个祭是讨他喜悦的。
And when God consumed that offering completely, Gideon knew that this was God who was talking to him.
当神烧尽了这些肉和无酵饼的时候，基甸就知道向他说话的就是耶和华。
Be like the Bereans, okay, and test the spirits.
那就像这基甸一样，要来试验神，试炼这个圣灵。
Bereans from the book of Acts, I believe. Yeah, it's okay. So now these are the people who always after they heard something, always made sure that it was the word of God.Yeah, so test the spirits. Make sure it's of the word, the Lord's word.
Okay. 所以我们就是要来试炼圣灵，确定这是神所出的。
Okay, the last two characteristics. Number six is he destroyed the family idols.
那剩下的两个，第六点就是他毁掉了家中一切的偶像。
We see that the Lord told him to break down the idols of his father's idols, and then use that wood to offer a sacrifice to God.
那我们看到神在这里让他能够拆毁他父亲所造的那个祭坛，并用那个木头来向主献一个祭。
And he did this, and God called him to do this step first.
那他如此做，神让他先来这样做。
Because the idols in his household needed to be dealt with first. The internal things in his life needed to be ordered first.
因为他家里的事情，他家里的这些偶像要先来被制作，他家里的次序要先来被归正。
His heart needed to be dealt with before he was able to deal with the enemy outside.
他的心要先来被制作，才能够让他去对外边的这些敌人来有征战。
However, we see in verse 27 that there was still some fear in his heart.
那在二十节，我们也看到他的心中仍有惧怕。
But he was obedient.
但他是全然顺服。
And he carried it through.
并且他就这样来照着主所说的行。
Even though he did it at night, he carried it through.
虽然他是在夜间行，但他却照着主所说的都去做了。
Can you imagine what was going on in his heart? These were this was going to be his father's idols.
你能想象吗？他所要去拆毁的是他父亲的这些偶像。
Not only that, but he would also not only disrespect his father, but also disrespect the people of his town.
不仅他在这里就是不能够来敬重他的父亲，并且他也要让他这个城中的人好像都要得羞辱。
And these people of his town were probably the very people he was going to ask to help them fight the Midianites.
也许这些人就是他将来要来邀请他们一同去与米甸人来征战的。
But he obeyed the Lord, and he obediently destroyed those idols.
但是他在这里顺服了主，并且他顺服的能够把这些偶像全都拆坏。
He was a little bit afraid of what other people would think, but he was still obedient.
是的，他在这里也许有些担忧其他的人要来说什么，但他依然在这里顺服。
May we learn to first obey the Lord and to trust in His leading.
让我们能够先学习来顺从神，能够来相信靠他的带领。
To fear God and not man.
能够来敬畏神而不是人。
And lastly, I want to talk about this last characteristic of Gideon.
那最后我们要来讲到基甸最后一点。
It was that he learned to seek the Lord. He sought the Lord.
就是他在这里寻求神。
And this characteristic is what allowed me to understand actually the sign of the fleece.
所以这一点就是让我能够来明白这个关乎羊毛的这件事情。
It always confused me quite a lot about this growing up about this actual sign of the fleece.
所以那以前的话，关乎这个羊毛，就让我感觉到非常的困扰。
And I'll just tell you a little bit about the sign if you don't remember.
那我就简单跟大家讲一下这个羊毛的迹象。
Was that he asked God for a sign that he would place a fleece outside on the ground.
他就跟神说，他就是要把这个羊毛放在外面的地上。
And that the next day, that if this was of the Lord's calling for him to go fight the Midianites, is that the dew would fall first on the fleece, but the ground around it would be dry.
所以，那如果真是神要来呼召他去与米甸人征战的话，那第一个就是让第二天的话，只有这个露水落在羊毛上，但周围的地却是干的。
And the Lord answered him, and that's what happened.
那神就这样的来回应，并且这个事情就照着他所寻求的发生了。
But then Gideon asked for a second sign.
那基甸又寻求第二个迹象。
Of course, he was very apologetic when he asked the second sign.
当然，他在第二次去求问主的时候，他也满带着抱歉。
But he asked that the dew would be around the ground, but the fleece would stay dry.
但他第二次所求的就是让露水落在周围的地上，但羊毛却是干的。
Now I was always confused about why he chose this very specific sign.
那我常常就为着他为什么要特别这样的来寻求这样的迹象而感到困扰。
But before I can understand that, I had to take a step back and consider the heart of Gideon in asking for this sign.
那在我来明白这个之前，我要先退回一步来求问，为什么基甸有这样的心来要来求问这样的迹象。
You see, Gideon wanted to see the heart of God, wanted to see the big perspective of what the Lord was doing.
你要看到基甸在这里，他想要知道神的心，要看到那个大的图片，神所要做的事情。
He didn't just want God to defeat this enemy one time, but to see the bigger purpose of what God was doing.
他不仅只是想要看到神在这里一次能够打败这些米甸人，他想要看到在这背后神所要做的是什么。
He was also very, very afraid.
他也在这里非常的害怕。
It was one thing to break down the idols of his house, of his household, and of the town.
那做打坏他家中的偶像是一件事情。
And it was another thing to fight an enemy that was innumerable.
但是要与这数不尽的敌人要来征战却是另外一件事情。
How many is innumerable?
有多少是那数不尽呢？
Well, it's innumerable. You can't count it.
那当然说数不尽就是你没办法来数算的。
But I'll give you a little picture of how many that people was, how many those people were.
那我大概就给大家一个图画来知道有多少的这样的人。
We see later that the army of Gideon was 30,000 that started.
那后来我们看到这些米甸人有三万这个以色列人有
三万 but that was numerable, okay? That's 30,000 people.
但是这个就是数不尽的有三万人。
So historians, when they considered the innumerable amount of Midianites, they were talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
那在历史上，如果讲到这个数不尽的话，就是这个数以万计的人。
And we remember how many people Gideon, how many people did God use in Gideon's life to defeat the hundreds of thousands or millions of Midianites?
那我们记得在这个神给米给基甸一共有多少人让他来击败这些数以万计或甚至百万计的米甸人呢
？It wasn't 30,000. It wasn't 3,000. It was 300.
既不是三万，也不是三千，只有三百人。
There was fear in his heart.
所以他的心中是蛮有惧怕的。
And I was meditating upon this sign the Lord brought to me this one verse from Psalms.
所以当我来思想这个迹象的时候，神就把这个诗篇当中的一句话给我。
Psalms 34:4 says, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all of my fears."
诗篇34篇第四节讲到，我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离一切的恐惧。
This was Gideon seeking the Lord.
这是基甸在这里来寻求神。
Oh Lord, if you want me to do this impossible, you have to tell me it's you.
主啊，若你要让我做这不可能够的事情，你一定要告诉我这是你。
Show me that. Now to me, the okay. Let me take a step back. For us to understand this the sign, there was the dew, there was the fleece, and there was the ground. I'm almost done. Sorry.
所以那关乎这个迹象的话，有三点，一个就是这个露水，一个是这个羊毛，还有一个是周围的这个地。
Now to my understanding, this fleece represented man. All right, because the fleece was like the skin covering that covered the nakedness of man after the fall in the Garden of Eden.
那对我来说，这个羊毛的话，就是指到这个人，因为当这个亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里。他们失落之后，是那个神用那个皮兽的皮来遮盖他们。
The dew was the Lord's blessings and His presence.
这个露水就是指到神的祝福和他的同在。
And the ground was man's lot, his livelihood, his work.
那地图就讲到人他所有的他的份，他的工作。
Now when he asked for the dew to fall on the fleece and not the ground, Gideon was asking something in particular.
所以当基甸要神让这个露水单单落在羊毛，而不是这个周围的地上的时候。
Will your presence be with man at all costs, even if your presence isn't around those around us?
所以他所要问的就是你的神的同在是否要落在人的身上，即便周围的环境什么都没有。
Even if there's evil all around us, will your presence still be upon us to lead us forward?
即便周围也许满了邪恶，但你的同在是否在人的上面能够带领我们继续向前
？And the Lord said yes.
那主就对他说是的。
And the second sign he was asking, he says, "If we are to move forward, will you provide for all of our needs?" Remember, the ground was the man's livelihood.
所以第二个当就是基甸所要求的就是，若你要带领我们向前，你是否要为我们预备一切所需的？那些落在地上就是他们的那些份。
That we will not hunger or be lost or destroyed, will you provide for all of our needs?
就是神，你是否会预备一切所需的，让我们不致饥饿，也不致被搅扰
？And the Lord said yes.
神向他说是的。
And I believe it's because that Gideon sought the Lord answered him, that the Lord delivered him from all of his fears at that point.
所以我相信就是当时基甸这样的来寻求神，神这样的来应许他，那神就让他心中一切的畏惧全都除掉。
And the rest is history. We know what happened.
那我们知道在下面所发生的是什么。
The Lord used 300 to defeat millions.
那神就用这三百人来击败那数以万计的。
This was the heart of God's servant.
这是神他仆人的心。
The Lord desires to prepare his people.
主要来预备他的子民
to bring them back unto himself,
能够把他们带回到他自己跟前
And we see that at the end of what Gideon had done, this is in chapter 8:28, that after the Midians were defeated by these 300 people, by the Lord,
那就是在士师记的8:28，当神借着米甸用这三百人，基甸用这三百人打败了米甸人之后
that the land was once again undisturbed.
那这国中又有了太平。
This is the purpose of us being living sacrifices.
这就是我们作为这活祭的意义。
To bring people back unto the rest of the Lord.
能够把人带回到主的面前。
May the Lord give us the courage to move forward when He calls us.
愿意主给我们勇气，当他呼召我们的时候，我们愿意跟随他向前。
To trust in His word.
能够来信靠他的话。
To seek Him and to know Him at all costs.
能够不惜一切代价来寻求并信靠他。
To deal with the idols within our hearts.
能够来对付在我们心中的这些偶像。
To be separated.
能够被分别。
To remember his promises.
能够来记得他的应许。
And to be humble.
能够来谦卑。
May the Lord's will be done in all of our lives.
愿主的旨意在我们每一个人的生活当中都得以成就。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father God, we do thank you for your great love for us.
父神，我们为着你向着我们的大爱来感谢。
Lord, we consider all the trials we may have gone through in our lives.
主，当我们来思想在我们生活当中所能经历的一切的一切的试探的时候。
We consider the difficulties that we may encounter.
当我们思念我们可能遇到的一切的困难的时候。
But all in all, we know that you have a wonderful heart for us.
但在全然的一切当中，我们知道您向着我们有一颗何等美妙的心。
That through all these things, you desire us for return back to return back unto you.
在这一切当中，你都愿意我们能够来回到你。
Soften our hearts.
愿意您让我们的心柔软。
Give us courage in our hearts.
让我们心中能够有勇气。
And as we seek you for leading, may you deal with all of our fears.
当我们来寻求跟随您的时候，愿意您除掉我们心中一切的恐惧。
We thank you for your great love for us.
我们为着你向着我们的大爱献上感谢。
We commit your words back into your hands.
我们愿把您的工作献回到您的手上。
In your most precious name we pray.
奉您宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.